Joining us on KVR 680, it is the Cowboy. He's a Hall of Fame baseball writer. He does pre and post for the Colorado Rockies on TV now for Root Sports. And that is, of course, Tracy Ringlesby, a regular with us. Always enjoy talking some ball with him. Nice to have you here in spring training. First of all, the ritual of spring training. Tell me about it. What does it mean to you?
Well, it's just, to me, it was 61 below about 2 weeks ago in Cheyenne, so it's a relief. No, it's fun because it means the season's going to start in a few weeks, and you come down and you start to get excited about the game of baseball's going to be played and see what different teams have to offer. And, you know, when you have teams like the Rockies and the Giants, it gets to be a little more exciting because there's a lot of anticipation with both clubs that this is going to be a year that's going to be fun in September as well as in February and March.
Greeting the Arizona Diamondbacks and the Colorado Rockies, a new facility here. If you know the area off of the 101 and Indian Bend, I think just a gorgeous facility. Give me your take on it. Well, how does it look to you?
Well, I think the players want to know if they can just stay here when the season starts. You know, it's indescribable. What the Indian Reservation did for the Rockies and the Diamondbacks is amazing. I mean, there's really, when you go through the Rocky side, I haven't been through Arizona side, but the detail of thought that Kelly McGregor, before he died, put into how he wanted that design, including having the gritters that are outside Coors Field in different places and the different pictures that he wanted in certain locations to reinforce to people that they were a team and they were trying to win, is amazing. The size of the rooms. And, you know, the Rockies did a thing I think is interesting. They opened up their dining room and they opened up their weight room, so there's one. The entire organization is part of the Rockies organization, and their feeling is that it's not going to hurt the young kids to see what a Todd Helton or Jason Giambi or a Troy Dulawitzki does in the workout room and watch how they eat and those type of things. That might make an impression to help some of those young kids along the way.
Tracy Ringlesby with us. Tracy, is there a rivalry heating up between the Giants and the Rockies? And if you read all the preseason prognostications, everyone says Rockies, Giants, Giants, Rockies. And then we had the stretch run where, you know, we had the Humidor incident, then we had Rocky pitching kind of fall apart, Giant pitching take over, a great end of the season series at Coors Field, and then you hear Jim Tracy a little bit over the winter. Well, we don't really like the Giants that much. What's going on?
Well, you don't like the team that beat you. You know, you want to beat them. But, you know, if you go back, remember, Marty, you're older than I am. I mean, you remember this stuff. When they first got started, even when the Rockies were a bad team, and even the fact that Dusty Baker and Don Baylor were best friends, remember the beanball wars that went on? But I think what happens is you get two teams that are competitive and are good teams, and they play each other 18 times a year, there's a little more emotion when you play because you know that that's a team that's going to challenge you for what you want to do. And a lot of times you develop the rivalry because you respect what that other team's doing, and you get frustrated when they do it better than you do. I don't think you get rivalries with teams that you don't care about.
Well, heading into this 2011 season, give me a little thumbnail on the Rockies. They have picked up a couple of people over the winter. De La Rosa is back in the starting staff. Boy, the bullpen, Matt Lindstrom, I think is a huge pickup for them. Well, what do you see in the Rockies just as a thumbnail?
Well, they thought they were good enough to win last year. They didn't feel they played well enough. They felt they had a few of the young guys that didn't take the next step forward. A lot of that's why they brought Carney Lansford in as a hitting coach. He's had all these kids in the minor leagues, and there's a competitiveness in him that, you know, some places you're over-aggressive, and other places they want that aggressiveness, you know. That's why Billy Martin used to get jobs, too. I'm not comparing Carney to Billy Martin. We're talking about a completely different animal, but I think, you know, they didn't feel they needed to do anything major with that team. They just felt like they had to get their younger players, the Stewarts, the Smiths, and the Iannettas, to step up and play up. Just play solid, because they've got to. I don't know that you can take two players on any team and say that with Tulowitzki and Gonzalez, that any other two players, physically, mentally, their commitment, I don't think anybody else has that. And so they've got their superstar players. They have to get the solid guys to go around those superstar players to just do the things that a normal player does.
I was thinking about Todd Helton as you were speaking. Each year I say, well, maybe this is it for Todd Helton, and he comes back and he plays. What do the Rockies do at first base this year?
They're going to play 120 to 30 games probably. He was embarrassed by last year. And I think what happens with athletes is when you're really good is that sometimes you lose sight of really what you have to do to maintain being that good. And I think with Todd's situation, he had the back surgery, had a pretty good year. The back surgery solved the problem that he had, but it didn't solve the cause of the problem that he had. And I think last year, by his own admission, he probably didn't pay as much attention as he needed to pay to it. And so he went out and pushed himself very hard this winter. If Todd doesn't bounce back and have a competitive year this year, it won't be because he's not capable of doing it. It won't be because he didn't put everything he could into being able to do it.
Baseball Today, of course, Tracy Ringlesby with us. You know the voice, covers the Colorado Rockies for Root Sports, pre and post game on TV, and a Hall of Fame baseball writer. Bullpens are so important in baseball. Houston Street at the end of that pen for the Rockies. To me, it looks like they've beefed up the bullpen a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, you already had Betancourt and Belisle, you know, to go down there. Matt Reynolds pitched really well last year. They're going to look at Franklin Morales. He's simplified his mechanics a little bit. They got a kid that came out of David Lipscomb University 2 years ago named Rex Brothers, who he looks like he might have eaten a few more pizzas than Billy Wagner, but other than that, he really reminds you of Billy Wagner, even to the fact that he went to a small school in the South without a lot of attention. Whether he's ready to make the jump at the start of the year or it's the middle of the year, but he's at 96, 97 with his fastball, and he'll hit 89 to 91 with a real hard, sharp, late-breaking slider. You know, they feel good about that. As you mentioned, they brought in Lindstrom to add to the situation. Matt Daly's worked hard 2 years ago before he got hurt. He was a pretty good guy to have out in that bullpen. Polino, the kid they picked up from Houston, has a live arm. Whether they can translate it or not remains to be seen. But what people forget with him is he's got less than 600 innings in professional baseball. And, you know, Esmael Rogers pitched in some situations for him last year in that bullpen. So, I mean, I think they've got pretty good depth. The biggest thing is they've got four guys that can pitch the seventh and eighth inning. And with Lindstrom, if Street needs a blow or something, you have a guy who's pitched the ninth inning before. I mean, Betancourt is outstanding in the eighth inning, but if you look at this history, you know, it kind of goes against that theory that anyone can pitch the ninth. Rafael just doesn't have much success in the ninth inning, so why even try to put him into a situation when you have a guy that's going to go out, and more times than not, he faces tougher hitters in the eighth than the guy faces in the ninth, and he can get him out.
Boy, I love the bullpen. I think the bullpen is a real strength of the Rockies, and the Giants are going to have to deal with that as this 162 unfolds. What about the starting rotation? Ubaldo Jimenez had the fabulous first half of the season, kind of hit the wall a little bit. Aaron Cook has had some injury, shoulder injury down here. Well, how do you size up the starting rotation?
Well, I think Cook will be a key to that rotation because I think the other four guys fit very nicely into a role. You have Ubaldo and De La Rosa at the top. You have Shasheen, who may eventually be the number one guy with his type of stuff, but he can go in the number three spot. Hamill as a number five starter. Hamill's well above the curve, but you need Cook to finally have a healthy year and step forward.
All right. Boy, Rockies baseball. Believe me, this is going to be quite a race in the National League West. You know, everyone says, well, who's going to win the pennant? You better win the West first or get a wild card. This is not an easy division.
No, and that's what's fun about it. That's like when you say there's a rivalry developing. Well, you kind of hope so because it makes the games mean a little bit more.
Nice to have you. Tracy, thanks so much.
You bet. Thanks, Marty.